This podcast is for hoteliers who, like us, are tired of the status quo and want to shake things up in a big way. We exist to help you transform your properties through powerful marketing and sales strategies. My name is Joe Gray, and this is Hotel Launch. Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. Today I want to discuss how to get higher response rates and how to stop getting ghosted. I think, and how to actually build a corporate base. I think that a lot of hoteliers struggle with this for a couple different reasons. And one of the bigger reasons I want to talk about initially right off the bat is I think a lot of people are really scared to sacrifice rates. A lot of people are really afraid to sacrifice and actually make a really good offer to land deals in business. And especially when they're doing outreach, if that makes sense. Because everyone's like, well, I'll just take what comes to me. And it's like, if you really want to build a corporate base, if you really want to compete for corporate business, for group business, and you're doing outreach, you're going to have to be a little bit more aggressive. And I think a lot of hoteliers struggle with that. And they struggle, like I've talked to plenty of hoteliers who are like, oh, but like, don't give them, here's the rate I want to offer. And you look at it and you're like, that's not even a deal. Like they could, the AAA rate's better than that rate, you know, like they could get a way better deal doing anything else than working with me as the director of sales, if you're not willing to actually offer them a real deal. And I think this is where a lot of people get it wrong. I think upfront, you have to kind of sacrifice rate for a little bit, especially if you want to build that corporate base. And like initially when we started out, we were doing, I mean, obviously inflation helped us increase those rates after COVID and everything like that, but we were doing like relatively low rates for a while. And we did that for about a year and a half of these lower rates, and we built up a strong base. And then we started to kind of play with increasing them and see how people responded. And we had already had such a strong base that we didn't need to land everyone we talked to, you know? But basically as we increased those rates after a year and a half, people, obviously everyone kind of knew inflation was going on too. So people were a lot more willing to accept it. But because they had been working with me for a long time, they were way more willing to accept those rates. And so I think that there's a sacrifice up front if you want to build a corporate base. And then that sacrifice becomes less and less as you build that base. You can start to increase those rates because they want to work with you now. And you're not trying to convince them to work with you. Like, people need an excuse to work with you at the beginning. And usually in the hotel space, that's generally speaking because you offer lower rates, because they don't necessarily trust you yet, right? Or because like you're the biggest brand in the area. But to be honest, if you're listening to this, you're probably not the biggest brand in the area. You're probably looking for ways to increase your occupancy and your revenue. And so that's at least what I've found is successful. If I go a little bit lower on rate, and I'm more aggressive, and I go land business up front, then they like working with me and we build a good relationship over the next while. And I'm not trying to like raise rates like crazy and like make them super annoyed by that. You know what I mean? But you raise them obviously up to fair market levels, you know, and obviously you don't want to go so far below market levels, but you know what I mean? You definitely want to be more aggressive at the beginning rate wise. And then you want to provide a really good service and so that they actually really enjoy working with you. And that's what we've tried to do, is provide a really good service so that people enjoy working with us, so that when we do increase those rates, they're like, well, I'd rather just work with you guys anyways. You know, I don't want to walk away from you guys. And so that's what we try to do at least. And we find that it works pretty well, but I find that I definitely, because I talk to a lot of hoteliers, and I also talk to hoteliers where I'm like, oh, you're trying to be a little too aggressive probably. But then I talk to hoteliers who they're not nearly being aggressive enough. And they're like, oh yeah, I want to give them, you know, our regular rates during this time of year are 129, but I want to give them 119 as a corporate rate. I'm like, dude, like the member rate is almost 119. Like, why would they ever want to work with you or send you more business because you're offering basically the member rate to them? Like, I don't know. I think it's interesting. And I think that often we don't get responses from people because it's not worth it for them to respond to us? Like, why would they go through an extra step? Why would they even want to work with you? Obviously, like, here's what I found is that if I try to explain the service, people don't really get it. But then because I'm pretty aggressive, like when I land a company, then I'm like, I like to handle, I've kind of built a system on the back end to handle people so that I can scale up a lot of different companies that I work with. And people actually really enjoy that system, which is really nice. And so and it's scalable for me. So it doesn't take much of my time. But it is more touch points. And so I think they actually really like that. And so they end up really liking the service, but it's hard to explain that up front and they don't really see the value in it. What they really want is just the cheaper rate, you know? And so that's what you kind of have to give them up front. And then as you work with them more and more, then you can give them the better rates down the road. Or then you can kind of increase those rates down the road because they see the service you're providing is more high touch and they like working with you more because to be frank, like there's a lot of sales managers and hotels out there that aren't that responsive to them. And so they like working with you and they're willing to, you know, and here's the thing, if it also depends brand wise, because like it is really hard to compete. Like if you're a Holiday Inn Express and you're trying to compete with a Marriott, like you're gonna have to go lower rate. Like it just is what it is. Like the national brand speaks for itself. And so it is going to be even if your local hotel is just as nice, it's going to be difficult to compete rate wise with them. And so you kind of have to always kind of sacrifice rate a little bit, but you can get closer. You know what I mean? And who knows, like maybe down the road, like at least that's what I found so far. And maybe down the road, like we do figure out more and more ways to continue to push demand to the point where we can compete. But we found that like if we try to keep the same rate as them, just trying to pick up rooms, you know, last minute or week of, like we have to go below them to even pick up rooms. And so, yeah, that's what we found at least. And then obviously there's the whole KNR thing with the bigger accounts that they just can land higher rates and people will book them still. And so you have to be a little bit more aggressive if you're a smaller brand, but yeah, that's kind of the gist of it. And I think people they're afraid. They're really scared. A lot of hoteliers are really scared to sacrifice that rate up front. But you're not going to regret it if you do. And if you're actually consistent and aggressive, you're going to not regret it. And first of all, you'll have more occupancy, which is great. And so you may produce a lot more revenue. Now you may say, well, I'm just basically getting a lot more people in at a lower rate. And so then it's going to ruin my hotel faster. But like, there's a strategy to it, right? You keep those relationships alive and then you're able to increase those rates over time after you have that base. And so then it's not like you're giving away rooms for dirt cheap, right? In the long run. But in the short run, you do have to be more aggressive to be able to land deals. And I've thought about this a lot with like local companies too, because I do a lot of like, I leverage guest relationships a lot. And so I figure that I can get into companies through our guests and stuff like that a lot. That's like my biggest strategy is around guests, because I feel those are the highest leverage situations that we have. But I've been thinking a lot about like, okay, how do I get into local companies, like more like cold outreach rather than just through guests? And obviously the guests is the number one priority for me because it's the easiest way in. But now I'm like, okay, what kind of offer could I make to actually get into local companies? Like, so there's this concept in online marketing, and you guys have probably been through this. You've probably seen an ad where they offered you something for free and you had to give them your email. And so that way they could contact you from here on out. And now they start sending you marketing emails and they start selling you. They gave you something for free up front, and now they're going to upsell you into their courses and their software and whatever it is else that they have to sell you. But like basically they paid to get you, you know, they paid for an ad to get you to sign up for some free thing because it's going to be valuable to you. And if it's more valuable, then that's great and it works well. And so everyone, probably all of us have kind of given into this at some point. I've probably done it a little too many times. I love looking at other people's marketing. I think it's interesting. And so I think it's when we're doing cold outreach, if we're just, and I've tried this approach, it's when you don't have like guest leverage, it's really, there's a low response rate when you're like, hey, I noticed you have an office in the area. Like, we'd love to get something set up for you guys. Like, I'm sure that works better with Marriott's, but it doesn't work as well with like the lower brands. And I'll still get some responses doing that if I'm just diligent with it. But I think that there's something to making a better offer. And I'm starting to like play with, okay, what other offers could I put out there? Like, you know, what else could I give them for free that they would find valuable enough to give me a chance to show them the hotel, to, you know what I mean, to land their business in the future. And so I've been playing with that. Like, what other offers could I put out there other than just like, would you guys be interested in setting up a corporate rate, you know? And you have to be willing to kind of give up something that's pretty valuable for them to really give you a shot. And hopefully in the long run, it works out. And I think this is what's interesting too, is I think a lot of people, like, let's say that I started offering like a free stay or something like that, right? To travel managers or to executives within the company, something like that, right? I think a lot of people, they look at that and they say, well, like, I've tried that before and I offered it, you know, one or two people came in, they showed up, and then they never booked any rooms with me, or they did very minimum room nights with me. And it's like, that's going to happen. Like, when you're doing this, that is part of it. That's going to happen. And so I think what's important is that we have to figure out, like, for example, if I had like two people a week that I gave free room nights to, travel managers, executives, and if I could, so that's what, eight people a month. If I landed one of those and one of those is actually turned into an account that did 10 to 20 rooms a month, is that worth it? Yeah, that's probably worth it. You know what I mean? Because it builds on itself too, right? It's not just like, okay, now I've got 10 to 20 room nights, but I gave up eight room nights for free. It's like, no, you have 10 to 20 room nights this month, and the next month you have 10 to 20 room nights plus 10 to 20 room nights, because it becomes a formula. And you can, if it's like a framework, it's a formula, and you start to just build on top of itself. And pretty soon, 5 months down the road, now you're doing 50 to 100 room nights, and you're only giving up eight room nights for free, right? And so, and that could be a good lead magnet for you, right? And so I think that's like, there's some, like, I think that people get frustrated because they're like, well, I've done that once or twice and it didn't work. It's like, well, yeah, it's probably going to take a lot more than once or twice. You're probably gonna have to build a consistent cadence with it and just keep doing it. So anyways, I kind of went into a lot of different things today, but basically I just think that, like, we just have to make better offers to people. You know what I mean? Like, you're going to get response rates if you make better offers to people. And if you're diligent in your outreach, you know what I mean? And that's why I like to use technology, because it's not just sending one email. It's not just sending one text message. It's putting them on cadences, putting them on sequences, sending, you know, a message, a follow-up message, and then another last message, and trying to use scarcity, trying to use urgency, trying to use these offers, trying to play with different offers and figure out what actually works. And then the nice thing is, when you figure out, like, I've got two different sales funnels right now that work super well for me. And now I'm trying to figure out, okay, what are a couple other sales funnels that I could use that would also work well for me? And it's just figuring out what are these funnels, these frameworks that you can use that are now going to produce a lot of room nights for you. And it's not like, here's the thing. I think everyone's like, oh, if I just send out 100 emails to local companies, it's going to work. It's like, no, it's not. You have to test the subject line. You have to test the email copy. You have to test the offer. And, like, basically what it really comes down to is it an email people will open? Is it, like, kind of interesting enough where someone's like, oh, I want to click on that? And then is it something that people are interested in? Is it an offer that people are like, yeah, that would be nice. You know, that sounds interesting. I'd love to take them up on that, you know? And then from there, it's, okay, how many do I need to get a result, right? If I had four free stays at my hotel, and I don't know these numbers yet because I'm just starting to try this, but if I had five free stays at my hotel, does that land me one company, you know? And then is that, now I can say, okay, I can land one company that has 10 room nights a month if I give someone five per, like, five free stays, right? now if I extrapolate that data over time, is that worth it? And you have to figure that out, right? And then you figure out what's worth it, what's not worth it. So it's just trying to, there's a lot of testing that goes into all this stuff, but really I think it comes down to how's the offer, you know? Are we doing outreach? Are we doing a lot more outreach than we probably think we need to do? And then what's the offer? And automate that outreach, it makes it way easier. But then what's the offer? You know, are we actually putting something into the marketplace that people are going to be like, yeah, I would love to take them up on that. And I think that's really all it comes down to. Just like consistently reach out to people and just get your offer right. So that's all I've got for you guys today. I hope you guys find that interesting. And I hope that, I hope you try it, because if you try it, then you'll see, right? I know it's scary at the beginning. I know it's scary to like put yourself out there and offer something, some really good rate or something free, or you know what I mean? I think it's scary, but like, could it be worth it? Like, do the numbers, figure out your numbers. And if your numbers are right, if it makes sense, then keep doing it, because then it's just a machine and then it just works. So anyways, I hope you guys enjoyed the show today. And if you haven't left a review yet, I don't know what you're doing. Leave a review. So anyways, have a good rest of your day, everyone. Thanks. If you've ever wondered if there's an easier way to do hotel sales, there is. Most people teach us to do office visits, do cold calls, drive around other hotels' parking lots late at night. Yet we do none of these things and still produce incredible results for our clients. If you're interested in learning more about what we do, you can go to www.saleshop.io and sign up for a free trial today. After you sign up for the free trial, we'll send you to a page with a case study where you can see our process step by step. Thanks, everyone.